Just more than a week ago, the Milwaukee Common Council unanimously voted to create a climate task force. It looks as though county leaders could follow suit. On Tuesday, every member of the county's Parks and Energy Committee endorsed what would become a joint city-county effort. The task force would be charged with creating good jobs that will help address climate change. Supporters say both elements are critical to Milwaukee's future. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
The county's Park, Energy, and Environment Committee mulled over the Climate Task Force proposal at a public hearing at the courthouse yesterday. The resolution lays out some specific goals, tamping down greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by the year 2030 and to net zero by 2050. Equally important are the community-boosting green jobs that will address the challenge. Members heard from community members and people who helped come up with the idea. Larry Hoffman told the committee he was part of a year's worth of deliberation that led to the resolution. That includes puzzling out what jobs will be needed and how to cultivate a well-equipped workforce.
At MATC, what they told us was we want to do solar engineering. We want to do comprehensive building engineering. They want to have comprehensive programs that people can sign up for and not just become solar installers, but have a comprehensive set of skills. So we need to have new laws, we need to have strong incentives, we need to have strong enforcement.
Raphael Smith with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says while it's critical to fight climate change, it's just as important to end decades of economic and racial inequality.
I always like to tell the story about my great-grandfather who came to Milwaukee in 1941 and was able to get a great job here at A.O. Smith. And he worked there for the next 35 years and received a pension. By the time my father came of age, those good jobs are gone. And I really feel that this is the best opportunity that we have in the city to bring that type of industry back to this city. Good paying, living wage jobs where people can have dignity and raise families.
While committee vice chair Sheldon Wasserman says he supports righting past wrongs, he's hung up on a facet of renewable energy.
I'm concerned about, in one element, the potential for usage of wind power generation in Lake Michigan will be considered in the generation of jobs, because it's a big concern of mine, because I just don't want any of this report to be hijacked into wind power generation, creating huge windmills in Lake Michigan.
George Martin thinks every option should be explored and says no time should be wasted doing it. Martin will be representing the NAACP on the task force.
As a task force, I want to be open to looking at all kinds of things. We've got to look at public transportation. I haven't heard that mentioned. That's why I'm looking forward to this task force, to open up that envelope and see what we can really do. And I would hope that it would bring about a lot of change, because we don't have time.
Dana Kelly was last to speak. Her unflinching message seemed to swallow up the air in the room.
I represent the common person of Milwaukee. I've been in all facets, on all levels, and on most streets. And I've seen a lot of the disparity in the community of color. This campaign represents equality. Thank you for allowing us to not only dream, but have vision now, because now we are open to show you not only that we are great, but we can be greater.
Committee members clamored to add their names as co-sponsors of the resolution. It moves next week to the full county board. If the task force gets the green light, it will have 6 months to formulate a roadmap proponents hope drive the city and county toward a sustainable future, environmentally and socially. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.